Holy shit.
Testing!
Beyond that farm, he couldn't farm it, he could live here. Well, instead, of course, he died before he thought he would. And then,
Grandfather Rowe?
Yeah. And then my son, my brother lived in here. And then when my father died, my brother moved down on the farm and farmed, and we moved up here, the women. I mean, that's all that was left. Now, this is Fraser Road. This goes back to the back of this. I think you might quick run back there to see how that is, just to give them an idea.
The farm goes up to Fraser.
My book describes that awfully well. I mean, it does a lot of that. Now, this was, that was all peach orchard back there, that low. And it goes down to there. Now all of this land around here, anything you see was necessity. This was ours. There was a big tree down here. I got that marked. I'm drawing a map of this. And that tree's still there. I don't see anything. Let's see what kind of tree it is if we can. This one right here.
Looks like an elm.
They used to be a fence, though. These were two fields.
Was it a locust?
Yeah, it's a locust.
I didn't realize it. Now, there's a little stream down here, supposed to be the stream that went through this field is dried up. Now, this, you can see the end of the, see the house had three stories and it had a lot of little windows up on top. It looks so funny, but that the thing that makes it look so awful is that roof they got on a aluminum roof.
Mother, that locust tree was there when you were little?
Yes, sir. And now all of this, this was, rain and the top of the fields were, that field way back there, beyond this green stuff, that belonged to, that was the other corner farm of necessity. I used to go back there. That was a small farm. Didn't go, now all this, this sugar loaf is so much lower than it was when I was a child. There was a stream here, and I guess there still is behind
this sugar
there.
Loaf? Is that what you call that hill?
It was much higher than that. The sugar loaf and the stream goes across under here. It goes around there, goes clear around that hill, sugar loaf, and comes out on the other side. Oh. Comes back on our farm.
Is sugar loaf this mountain or is it another hill?
No, it's just this little hill.
Okay.
This that we're on now. I swear it was up to the top of this when I was
well,
a kid.
You were little.
Now stop. Here the stream comes back. And that was a running stream. I used to follow it. That was our woods. It's all cut out now. That was a wood. Now we call that a rock break because there's rocks up there among them, but it's not a real woods. Gee, that's changed contour entirely. That was a big woods down there. Nothing here. And there was a rock break up there. See that lane there? That used to come out from our... We had all kinds of berries back there. Blackberries, red raspberries, raspberries, and blueberries off and strawberries up on the hill. It was really a pretty place on there. It looked like they had corn.
How dry it is here, too.
Now, that was not ours. That belongs to Rossett. This is ours. Was ours. There's a stream under there. I wonder if it's clear gone.
It's maybe in the stream.
Well, that corn is high.
You know, if you didn't have... If you didn't have... spring on your farm, you just were a second-rate farm. We didn't have one, but we had all this stream that covered several fields, so it watered our cattle. I used to play back there alone. That marvels me that I had the nerve to. I was half afraid. Now slow down a little. Oh, they got cattle in them. Cattle, and now, right beyond those stick-like things, there's a pile of stone, rock.
Yeah.
There should be two, or there was two. It was a completely open field. It wasn't grown up with all that stuff when I was here. And that was the slave hut. They were all assembled back here. I'll see if we can see. Jim went over and saw them one time.
They're covered now.
Yeah, I'm afraid they're covered. Right up here where those little, there and plus up there where the little trees are. That's where they really were. Keep on here one. Yeah, they're back through that mess. And they may be nearly covered. This was Christy Huffman's woods back here, and we were warned about going in it. Our land stopped here.
Now these are new things. And there's a marble quarry back up in that wood.
They said it wasn't good enough marble to a quarry. I wonder who this land belongs. I guess it's to everybody. That's going to be Watery Lane turning to the right, and to the right is going to be Hess Road. Detour? What?
You mean they got that road closed?
They're married to jump.
I want them to see how beautiful it is.
Talk a little louder, Mother.
Which great-grandfather? What's his name?
This was built by...
Ulrich?
In 1834.
Ulrich in 1834.
Okay.
This was our great... Look at these
Yeah.
My Mallards. This is where I used to go to school. It was right in this stream I played when home, going home from school. My father paddled me. The only time he ever paddled me, I stayed till after dark and we played in the stream.
The house looks like a museum inside.
Uh-huh. It really does. And I could get in there, I'm pretty sure, but it's a big operation and it'd be a day's work and so on. You'd have to be sure it suits her. They're awful particular and messy. But they're wonderful people. She's the one that made that cover on my bed.
Who lives there now?
The daughter of Susanna Reinhardt, or Oler's owner. And
they aren't related.
No, Oler's not related to me, but now this is the barn. Isn't the barn pretty?
So that's the Oler barn.
Yeah.
It's in the book, isn't it?
It's just a gem.
Hey, it ought to be taken from here, painted now newly.
That milk house is new.
Well, you want to get out there at the end of the bridge?